This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Best Pets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. So today we're going to talk about something that I've never heard of before regarding doggy toothpaste. But even more importantly, we're going to talk about this wonder food for your dog. You know how wonder food is coming out? You hear about it for people. Now there's something great for your dog. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Jonathan Wilbanks. He is the founder of Artera. Welcome, Jonathan.
Hi, Michelle. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Wonderful to have you on. So tell us, what is Artera?
Well, let me first start with our mission and why we exist. We are here to elevate canine wellness and longevity through science-backed nutrition while simplifying the lives of pet parents. Our product is a simple, all-in-one daily dog supplement for a healthier, longer life with 63 science-backed ingredients designed to support your dog's entire body at both a structural level and at a cellular energy level. And I look forward to diving in more detail as our conversation unfolds. But you know, we really believe that the pet wellness space is on the verge of an innovation super cycle, really focused around longevity and extending the amount of high quality of life years that owners have with their pets. And so to that end, we're on a mission to redefine the essence of what pet supplements are by focusing on a comprehensive full body solution rather than the narrow condition specific formulas that have dominated the market to date. And with our science-backed veterinarian formulated products, we are really here to champion full spectrum wellness and longevity, targeting joint health, cognition, mood, the immune system, allergy response, gut health, and organ health all in one product.
Let me tell you, you know what this reminds me of? And I'm going to name a product for humans out there. You know that product, it's green. I think it's A1G or AIG.
AG1, yes, indeed.
AG1, okay. That's what this reminds me of. But this is for dogs, obviously.
I think that's a great comparison. And from a market standpoint, we would love to be AG1 for dogs, the all-in-one solution that dog owners can have in their cabinet to cover a lot of bases. I think, you know, the analogy breaks down a bit when you zoom into the substance of our product. And I think this is an important distinction, is that AG1 is essentially a multivitamin with a few functional foods included. Their product is designed to fill in nutritional gaps that we might have in our diet. And our product, you know, we assume if owners are feeding their dogs Artera, that their dog is already on a nutritionally complete, you know, reasonably high quality diet. And so while there are certain nutrients that we work to make sure dogs are getting a therapeutic dose of, we are really formulated around the idea of functional ingredients that can go beyond basic nutritional requirements and can really enhance performance, quality of life, and well-being.
Okay. And we'll go into more detail soon, but why did you create it?
So I think first and foremost, because I had a very privileged experience of living with a lot of extra years with my best friend, a rescue dog who I adopted in 2011 in my last year of college. He was the, you know, I think a lot of dog owners can relate to this. He was my first dog in my 20s, you know, not my childhood family dog. And we grew up together and went through these really important years together. And I think that first adult dog that we adopt really holds the special place in our hearts. And he certainly did in mine. And as he started to age, you know, I'm a big believer and fan in functional medicine, and started applying a lot of that tool set that I developed for myself, for my family, to my dog. And in middle-aged, I began to get serious about putting him on a preventative supplement regimen, and I looked around at the supplement landscape of the day and was pretty underwhelmed at what was available. And so I took it into my own hands to build my own formulation for him and sourced human-grade supplements and started mixing them in my kitchen. And he was a golden retriever pit bull mix with a life expectancy of 10 to 11 years. Ultimately, I got him to 16 and a half in almost perfect health and with outstanding quality of life until his last week with us. And so he ultimately exceeded his lifespan by over 50% and made it to the human equivalent of 117. And every time after about the age of 12, I would take him into the vets. His vets were just floored that they weren't seeing almost any of the signs of degenerative aging that they were used to seeing in dogs his age. And I credit a lot of that to the formula that I developed for him. And it was an iterative process. You know, it started with a handful of simple ingredients. And then as he aged, anytime I would see a sign of degenerative aging starting to creep in, maybe he was getting tired on walks a little faster or starting to hesitate to go up the stairs, or we were seeing early signs of cognitive decline or low energy, that was my sign to either add something to his formula or to tweak the dose and increase the dose of something that was there. And we reached terminal velocity with that formula by, you know, the time he was about 13 and had about 40 different ingredients in that formula. My partner and I bought an industrial pharmaceutical powder mixer to be able to put this together at our home. And we're spending several hundred dollars a month to do this, which, you know, sounds nuts, but we were seeing the results on his lab work, in his vet visits, in his quality of life. And on the rare occasions where we missed his supplement because we were on vacation or out of town, we could see an immediate drop off in his quality of life. And so we knew that it worked. And that formula became the nucleus of what we've launched commercially with Arterra. And while I'm a total nerd for this stuff, I will spend a lot of my weekends reading medical journals and veterinary journals for fun. I am not a vet. So one of the things before we commercialized this product that I wanted to do was make sure that we had some real white lab coat experts in the room. And so I recruited the leading integrative veterinarians here in Austin, Texas. And by integrative, I mean, you know, fully trained, fully licensed doctors of veterinary medicine who can prescribe drugs, perform surgery, but are also well-trained in naturopathic medicine, in diet, nutritional interventions, to help me go through this formula with a fine-tooth comb and really with the mandate when we all sit around the table of, I want you to help me design your absolute dream supplement that you wished exist for your patients but didn't. And they were able to take a red pen to a couple things that I had done and help us change the dose. They were able to add some really cool and valuable ingredients that I hadn't occurred to me, that I hadn't thought of. And then together we worked to launch, you know, what I believe is objectively and something we can substantiate, an order of magnitude, the most sophisticated and comprehensive dog supplement that's ever been brought to market.
So my next question fits right in here. What makes it unique?
Great question. So I think there are a few things that really set our product apart. And the first is the incredible breadth of our ingredients. So as I mentioned, we aim to support the entire body. So we break down systematically each of the key systems in a dog's body with an emphasis on those that tend to fail as we age. So a strong emphasis on joint and gut health, a strong emphasis on cognition and mood, on immune and allergy response, on gut health, and then on individually supporting all the major organs within the body. And within those kind of sub formulas of our product and across the 63 ingredients, we rely philosophically on what I call the entourage effect, the idea that by putting ingredients together in a thoughtful and synergistic way, the effect can be greater than the sum of its parts. And so I'll use one example of this. In our 63-ingredient senior formula, we have 11 ingredients dedicated to hip and joint support. And this accomplishes several things, but one of the big things that it does is it solves for a major problem in the supplement industry, which is the idea of biovariability, the idea that every body is different. Pharmaceutical drugs have the same problem. Something that works for me might not work for you. It may not respond to your specific genetics, the specific metabolic pathways at play. And so with our 11 hip and joint support ingredients, there might be three or four of those that your individual dog doesn't respond to, but that's okay. My dog might respond to those, but yours may not. And that's okay because we have seven others in the formula designed to support that system. And in parallel, all of these ingredients are supporting the same systems, but they're doing it through different biological pathways within the body. And we believe that when we take that approach, it's more of a 2+2=5 situation where we're able to exert better and more holistic positive benefits and outcomes over time. In addition to that breadth, we're also very much differentiated by the quality and form factor of the ingredients we use. I think a lot of supplement customers don't necessarily understand that the inputs to supplements are not all created equal. A couple examples of this, functional mushrooms, we have 6 of them in our formula, are very popular right now. But the vast majority of functional mushroom supplements on the market today are not what we would conventionally think of as a mushroom, the stem and the cap that grows above the ground. Most commercial mushroom supplements are actually mushroom mycelium, the network that grows under the soil that's designed to shuffle nutrients into the mushroom. And those are much cheaper and faster to cultivate. And while they do have some beneficial ingredients, to call mushroom mycelium, for let's say lion's mane mushroom, for example, to call that mycelium lion's mane is, I think, akin to calling an apple tree bark an apple. So they're both parts of the same plant, but have fundamentally different makeup and constituency. And you wouldn't, you wouldn't want to put slices of apple tree bark in your kid's school lunch. And so we formulate and source using entirely fruiting body mushrooms for the 6 functional mushrooms in our blend. Another great example is our form of magnesium. Magnesium is essential to over 400 cellular and metabolic processes within the body. And if we don't have enough of it, we can eventually die. But the most common supplemental form of magnesium is something called magnesium oxide, which has terrible bioavailability, exerts an incidental laxative effect, which can actually decrease the absorption and effectiveness of everything else in your formula. But our form of magnesium is actually the most expensive ingredient in our product. It's called magnesium L-threonate, and it was developed by a team of MIT researchers, including one Nobel laureate, and is licensed under patent. And our form of magnesium is bound to a carrier molecule that allows it to uniquely penetrate the blood-brain barrier and elevate magnesium concentrations directly in cerebral spinal fluid, which has the downstream effect of increasing synaptic density. And so that was a lot of jargon to say that there are high quality studies in not just animals, but also humans that show that this form of magnesium can dramatically improve cognitive performance. And so when we pair that with things like high quality lion's mane mushroom that increases things like BDNF and nerve growth factor in the brain, and with things like ginkgo biloba that can increase circulation within the brain, we are really aggressively going after cognitive health in a way that no supplement ever has before. And I'm just talking about one component of our formula here. And the last thing I think that sets us apart is dosage and potency. Many dog supplements on the market are really, I think, boxed in by the idea of fitting the entire supplement into a treat form factor. And this would certainly have been an easier approach for us, but it's one that, as a matter of principle and the impact that we aim to have, we chose not to take. Because in a treat supplement, only about 20% of that treat can be the active ingredients in your product. The other 80% ranges more like 50 to 80%, depending on how you do it. But the majority of that treat is binder and filler and flavoring agents and empty calories. And our formula appears in such a large dose. We've got, our senior formula is about a 20-gram dose. For us to put everything in this formula that we want to in a treat form factor, it would have had to be an unreasonable serving size of north of 40 or 50 treats a day, which would have introduced a lot of junk calories and a lot of junk filler into a dog's diet. But the scale of that shows, I used the phrase earlier, an order of magnitude, a 10x gap, shows how much more aggressive our formula is in dosing and getting medically and clinically relevant amounts of these ingredients into our product. A lot of dog supplements will do what I call pixie dusting. They'll have one or two hero ingredients. This is most of like the glucosamine joint chews on the market. One or two hero ingredients, and then they'll sprinkle in 4 or 5 other sexy sounding ingredients that look really good on a label, but aren't present in clinically meaningful amounts to actually move the needle on health outcomes. So it's more of a placebo effect for the owner's benefit than the dog's. And for every ingredient in our formula, we've worked to find clinical guidance and protocols wherever possible to dose for efficacy and make sure that your dog is getting the amount that is going to really drive the benefit and the outcome that you and we are looking for.
Wow.
So summing that up, it's breadth, form and quality of the ingredients, and potency is what sets us apart from the pack.
Okay. And we're going to stop for a break, but we're audio only, but I know what you look like. And I know that you practice what you preach, probably all, some people talk good about all this help for their dogs, but themselves are not in shape or don't follow a good diet and all that stuff.
Sure.
I think you practice what you preach for your dogs. I can imagine the vitamins or the supplements you take.
That's very kind of you. Yes, I think the part of the mission here was I want to take all the things that I'm taking for myself and for my family and make them available to our furry family members as well. So I think you're spot on there.
Yes. What I'm saying for everyone listening is he is very in shape and you get what I'm saying. All right. I don't need to embarrass you at all.
You're very kind.
It's important. I just started lifting weights the last year. And it's amazing how once you get started with this, how your body changes and can move better just after just a little bit. But this isn't about physical fitness. It's all about the pets. So we'll be back right after this break. Hey everyone, Michelle Fern here. Are you looking to enhance your pet's health, wellness, and longevity? Since they can't communicate their feelings directly, Prosper Canine can help bridge the gap. Their simple cheek swab tests allow you to monitor your dog's health and well-being effortlessly. At Prosper Canine, they use cutting-edge technology to analyze genetics, breed, and the groundbreaking field of epigenetics. This means you can understand how your dog is aging, how stress affects them, and even their oral health status, which helps you stay ahead of conditions like gingivitis and bad breath. Take proactive steps towards your dog's health today. Visit Prosper Canine and order your test kits to start making informed decisions for your furry friend's well-being. Enter Best Bets and get 10% off all products at ProsperCanine.com. Prosper, the letter K, and number 9.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Jonathan Wilbanks, the founder of Artera. So we want to talk about your toothpaste, too, but we'll talk about that at the end because it's an anti-cavity toothpaste. And, you know, I didn't even know dogs could get cavities. So I've been to a doggy dentist before, but I didn't know they can get cavities. So you have two different formulas for dogs, an adult and senior. I'm sure it's pretty obvious what the difference is, but tell us what the difference is.
Absolutely. Well, we have two supplement formulas. We have an adult formula that contains 46 ingredients, and it is designed for healthy adult dogs with the intent of slowing down the degenerative aging process as much as possible and extending that health span runway out in front of your dog to delay the onset of degenerative aging as much as possible. And so philosophically, we assume that your dog is already fairly healthy and active, and our goal is then to support at a hardware level all the key systems and structures in the body to help maintain that state of health as long as we can. And then our senior formula contains 63 ingredients, and it takes everything that's in our adult formula, and we dial up the volume in potency where appropriate, and then we add a second class of ingredients that are designed to treat the more acute symptoms of degenerative aging, because we assume by the time your dog is 8 and up, and there's a little nuance for this depending on the breed, an 8-year-old Chihuahua and an 8-year-old Golden Retriever are not biologically necessarily in the same life stage. Once your dog is 8 and up, we assume that there are some almost universal symptoms of degenerative aging that are presenting. So early signs of arthritis or joint discomfort, early signs of cognitive decline, dementia. Dogs suffer from the same cognitive decline and dementia that we do as humans, and their brain needs support as well. We assume that their organs, after many years under sustained load, could use some additional support and some repair to the extent that is possible within the current natural pharmacopoeia. And really, you know, if I were to sum that up, the senior formula adds a second class of ingredients that are designed to ultimately make your dog more comfortable in their body in their senior years while we work in parallel to support and help maintain the underlying structures.
Thanks for explaining that. How should you introduce your dog to Artera?
Great question. So because our formula is fairly exotic, right? 63 ingredients in one formula. If your dog has a sensitive stomach or a reputation for a sensitive stomach, and I know your listeners, if this is your dog, you know who you are, I would absolutely recommend a slower introduction protocol. So to introduce it for the first week or two at about half of our recommended dose, just so that your dog's system can adjust to these new ingredients that it may never have encountered before and kick on the right enzymes, the right microflora balance to help break those down, and then increase to our full dose. Now, if your dogs are like my dogs, I think think my dogs could probably eat cardboard if I gave it to them like it was a treat and not have any issues, then no need to wait. Go for broke and start with the full dose. But we constantly are trying to balance between efficacy and simplicity for owners. At the end of the day, we want your dog to get one full serving size per day. So for a large dog, that's one scoop a day, and it doesn't really matter when they get it. If we want to refine at the margins, I personally would like to see that split in half into a morning and evening dose, because it allows us to maintain more stable and consistent plasma concentrations throughout the day. But ultimately, the feeding schedule that works for you the best, and it's going to be easiest for you to adhere to and maintain, is the one that's going to be right for you and your dog.
And what about if your dog is sensitive? Should you check with your vet first, or is it, you know, your dog, if your dog is more likely to have sensitive stomach or be allergic to a lot of things, is it necessary to check with your vet?
Yeah. So I would say if you know that your dog is particularly sensitive, and we're not talking like, you know, a life-threatening allergy or something, but that just has a bit of a sensitive stomach, then I think you're probably fine just doing a slower introduction of the product and working up to the full dose. If you give it to them at half of our dose and observe and they do fine for a few days, you're fine to ramp up. If they have a slightly runny stool or, you know, don't quite know what to make of it, then, you know, stay the course at that lower dose. In regards to allergies, we have very carefully formulated our product to avoid the most common canine allergens. That said, there are 63 ingredients in here. And so the law of large numbers means that someone's dog is going to be allergic to some plant or ingredient that occurs somewhere in here. So if you see, you know, in any sort of severe reaction, obviously stop and consult with your vet immediately. The situation where I would want customers to proactively consult with their vet are if your dog is on any serious chronic medication, particularly for, you know, any sort of psychotropic medication for brain or mood issues, or if your dog is on any sort of blood thinner, MAOIs, those fall into the original class that I listed. And we do have there is a list on the actual label of precautions, because there are a handful of heavy pharmaceuticals that we are best not mixed with or that need to be done under veterinary supervision. But I would say that that list is fairly short and more the exception to the rule. So if your dog is generally and otherwise healthy, you are fine to, you know, start on our normal protocol. And, you know, if you see a mild GI reaction, just pull back on the dose until your dog adjusts and work your way back up.
Thank you. How long before you see results in your dog?
Well, you're going to see results in waves. So part of the answer to this depends on whether you're giving this to a young dog or a senior dog. This is a bit of a, you know, as a young brand, this is actually a communication challenge for us that we're working through, which is that, you know, if you have a happy, healthy, energetic 4-year-old dog who's a ball of energy and loves long walks, and you give them our preventative adult formula, it's going to be a lot harder to tell what it's actually doing because we're coming from such a healthy baseline. Now, our sweet spot where you'll absolutely know and see that the product is making a difference is in our senior formula. If you give our formula to a 9 or 10-year-old dog who is starting to slow down, you're going to see changes in their energy levels and in their movement within a couple weeks. And really at 30 days, we expect that you're going to see improvements in energy, mood, mobility, a healthier skin and coat, and probably some relief from environmental and seasonal allergies, as well as improved gut health and stool quality. Now, long-term, really the 90-day mark is where we expect results to basically peak, because we're working in parallel, you know, at a symptomatic level to provide acute relief of degenerative aging and some of the maladies that come with that. But longer term, we're also working at a structural level to make the ligaments, the tendons healthier, to increase hydration and the synovial fluid within joints, to increase dendrite growth and synaptic density within the brain. And those take longer to reach peak effect. But, you know, ultimately, our product is a premium product, is an expensive product. And we believe when formulating this, that the onus was on us for owners to be able to see and tell the difference within the first month of using it, or we assume that they're probably gonna cancel on us, and rightly so. And so to create an added layer of peace of mind, and I think also communicate to you and your listeners how confident we are in our product, we're one of the very few pet supplement brands on the market who offer a 30-day results you can see guarantee. And so if you can't see a positive difference in your dog within 30 days of giving them our supplement, we'll refund your money, no questions asked. And since we hit the market about 4 months ago, we've had less than a 2% take rate on that offer. And I think given the comparably high price point of our product relative to other supplements in the category, the fact that less than 2% of customers have taken us up on that offer says a lot about what we've developed and the tool that we have to offer to dog owners here.
Certainly does. Now, you also created a toothpaste, which is a remineralizing toothpaste. Why did you create it and what makes it different? Also, that it's anti-cavity. Who knew dogs got cavities?
I am so glad you asked. I love our toothpaste. I'm very proud of it. So a couple things about canine dental health to just set the stage here. So first, as a general rule, dogs are more prone to periodontal disease, so gum disease, than tooth decay. But tooth decay is an important part of the equation, and especially so for a number of really popular breeds. So virtually all of the brachycephalic breeds, pugs, French bulldogs, English bulldogs, boxers, a lot of the smaller breeds like Chihuahuas, any dog with a smaller mouth, like a greyhound, I think a few others on that list, dachshunds, poodles, Maltese, Chinese crested, Cavalier King Charles, and I'm probably forgetting a few others, are actually prone to tooth decay itself. Now, collectively, about 70% of dogs have some form of dental disease, and dental disease is related to basically every other system in your body. It can cause bacterial overgrowth and inflammation in organs like the heart and the brain. So we should not think of the mouth as an isolated system. But zooming in on this, yes, dogs absolutely can get cavities. And unfortunately, the veterinary field doesn't have a great set of clinical options to manage this. Because by the time a vet can visually identify a cavity in your dog's tooth, the unfortunate reality is that your dog has probably been in pain for at least a year or two. And if you've ever had a toothache, you know how unpleasant that can be. And then the clinical options are not good. The only real option is to put your dog under full general anesthesia and extract that tooth. And so we set out to design a proactive solution that would give pet owners and vets a better option to stop tooth decay and tooth failure before it happens. And so the way the tooth works, and this is actually true not just of dogs, but of all mammals, is that the outer layer of our teeth, called dentin, is under assault all the time from acids, from starches, and notably from the bacteria that feed on starches and sugars. The more carb-heavy of a diet you give your dog, the more prevalent of a problem this is likely to be. But that dentin layer is under assault all the time and is basically getting microcavities, tiny holes that are getting eaten in that outer layer. And the body in that dentin layer has a built-in mechanism to be able to repair itself and basically remineralize and heal that tooth. And in humans, in dogs, this process is working, in the background most of the time, but it requires resources and nutritional support from other parts of the body, and it also has limits to how well it can work. In human toothpaste, we, especially in the Western world, we use sodium fluoride as a remineralizing agent, as a grafting agent, to basically help fill in that hole in the dentin and act as a graft for the dentin to heal and repair itself. But unfortunately, you cannot give sodium fluoride to dogs because it's toxic when you swallow it and it's bioaccumulative. And you can't very well ask your dog not to swallow their peanut butter or chicken flavored toothpaste. And so all dog toothpaste on the market to date are effectively, and this is maybe uncharitable, but I think also accurate, are effectively just soap for your dog's teeth. But they don't do anything to actually support that remineralization. We are the first dog toothpaste to use a fluoride alternative called nanohydroxyapatite. That actually has a really cool background. It was discovered by NASA in the 1970s when they were researching solutions for the loss of bone mineral density in extended zero gravity environments. And they developed this nano form of a mineral called hydroxyapatite, which is actually the most prevalent and common mineral in bones and teeth in basically all mammals. They developed this nano form of it, but didn't have a direct use for it. They didn't really know what to do with it. So they sold it to a Japanese biotech firm that ran with it and started using it in human dental care, first in oral surgery products and then in toothpaste in Japan, where it became a very popular or has become a very popular standard of care and a much more common alternative to fluoride in the Japanese market. And nanohydroxyapatite has the benefit of actually working better than fluoride for helping remineralize teeth and reversing early stage tooth decay than fluoride, with the benefit of being completely biocompatible, dog safe, and non-toxic. So our toothpaste is the first to contain that active remineralizing component in addition to the natural botanicals, astringents that help clean the teeth, clean the gums, and reduce overall oral bacteria to freshen breath and improve dental health.
Wow. Okay, we're almost out of time, but real quick, do you use it just like you use other doggy toothpaste?
You do. So we recommend, I mean, I think to the people can kind of overcomplicate this. A regular toothbrush is fine. If you have a small dog, they have tiny toothbrushes. They also have finger toothbrushes you can use. And if your dog absolutely hates having their teeth brushed with a brush, we have a, it's a delicious peanut butter flavor. Just getting some on your finger and applying it topically to their tooth is going to confer that remineralizing benefit. So we absolutely recommend a gentle brushing, but barring that, just get the paste on there and let it sit for a minute or two, and it's going to be able to do some of its magic.
Okay, wonderful. Jonathan, this has been incredible, and you have created an incredible product. I wish you well with it. Where can people buy Arterra?
So today, the best place to buy Arterra is directly from our website at arterrapet.com. That's ArterraPet.com. Our toothpaste is also available on Amazon, and we will be expanding distribution over the coming year of our supplements to the Amazon channel and eventually to brick and mortar retail, we hope, by the end of the year. But ArterraPet.com is the place to be, and your listeners are able, if they visit our website, to receive 30% off their first month subscription so that they can try us out, and we pair that with our 30-day results you can see guarantee to make it a risk-free proposition for owners looking to upgrade their dog's health.
Well, thank you so much. And I want to thank you very much for coming on Best Bets for Pets and sharing all of your story behind Arterra and the great benefits of your product. So thank you so much.
So thank you so much for having me on, Michelle. I really appreciate it.
I hope you all enjoyed this show. Wow. Can you imagine extending the life of your dog 50%? Wow. Amazing. I want to thank my guest today, John Wilbanks from Arterra, for coming on Best Bets for Pets and telling us all about Arterra. I want to thank Tilly, who tested out Arterra. She's actually an adult dog, and she loves Arterra. She is doing well, and I've noticed that she seems like she has more pep in her step, you know? So I'm so happy we were able to try it. And thanks to my cat crew that simply watched Tilly gallivanting. That's thanks to Molly and Charlotte and Dennis. And of course, thank you so much to all my listeners for listening to Best Bets for Pets for 14 years. I so appreciate it. And of course, this show would not be worth hearing were it not for the magic of my producer, Mark Winter. So thank you so much, Mark. And remember, you never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.